Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls.
I could feel that building and I was just smiling. I was like,
I was not expecting that.
I know.
I wanted to throw you all off.
You did.
Yeah, welcome. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I don't think I can participate.
That's okay.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And I wanted to set the mood.
I don't know that that fits the movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Death by stairwell in a world.
Oh, shoot. No, I was going for more like creepy.
Like macabre. I was just getting Frog Brothers. Macabre. Sorry. That's all I was getting.
I was just getting introducing a movie at the theater.
Some implode, some explode.
Like, you know, like
Night of the Living Dead.
Is that better? Is that more creepy? No.
It's all bad. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I wish I had taken a picture of your face while you did that. That was great.
Maybe we'll just post this on Patreon just because.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Oh my god, we should. That was great.
Bonus. So funny.
Well, yeah, if you couldn't catch on by my creepy voice and the title, we're talking about Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm, the title will throw you off for sure.
For sure. yeah, this classic was directed by George A. Romero. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Full disclosure, I didn't write anything else down that he did, because if you don't know,
Yeah. It is George A. Romero, which I found out that his son, George C. Romero, has been working on a comic for Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, cool.
And the Deads.
That's very cool. He did. Night of the Living Dead and then Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead. Was there another that was like, I'm trying to think.
I don't think so. Walking Dead and stuff, but I've never been a huge zombie gal. Like, I haven't really seen any zombie movies.
See, I like old zombie shit. I don't like realistic zombie shit.
Yeah. I like apocalyptic stuff.
I do not
really watch zombie movies, so maybe that's my issue.
Right, yes. That's okay. It's now a new genre for you to explore.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we're fucking talking about Night of the Living Goddamn Dead. Yeah, this is our first episode of our zombie month, and we're very excited, and we have a really awesome fucking lineup. And yeah, this was my pick for the month because I feel like it is like the movie that birthed modern zombies.
Absolutely.
It's not so even that you feel like it. It is.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That I know. Yeah.
So, I feel like that was a very appropriate, apropos, if you will, way to start off the month.
Yeah.
And because I love this movie. I think it's really great. And yeah, I love it a lot and I'm excited to talk about it.
Yay.
Yeah. Elaine, do we have a pun for it?
Yep.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Where is the safest place to be during the zombie apocalypse?
Dead.
No.
A fucking bomb shelter?
Well, it is a pun, so it would be funny, the answer.
Sure.
Dead.
I don't know.
The living room.
I like it. Well, it would be funny.
I was just kidding.
I know. I didn't know what the
bomb shelter is the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or something, or I don't even know what.
Yeah.
I don't like to think about it too hard. Cool. Well, yeah, if you haven't seen this movie, highly recommend you go watch it. It's like free right now, which is fucking great. On like multiple streaming services.
Yeah, like all of them. I think except like Netflix.
Yeah. And if it's not free, do yourself a favor and go rent it. Watch the movie. If it's been a while, refresh your brain a little bit. And then come back and join our discussion because it's going to be a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, shall we get on into it?
Yeah.
Okay. a group of strangers try to survive the Night of the Living Dead. I'm just kidding. I added a little bit more than that, but a group of strangers barricades themselves in a farmhouse in order to survive a ghoulish outbreak and have to fight through differences and obstacles to do so. All right, here we go. Barbara. Coming to get you, Barbara. Okay, yeah. Barbara and Johnny get to the graveyard where their father is buried to leave a wreath. Johnny teases Barbara about being spooked, and then a man who slowly approaches, looking disheveled, attacks him. Johnny gets knocked out, and the man continues to chase Barbara. She crashes the car and runs to a house. She makes it into the house and finds it a wreck inside. She grabs a knife, tries to make a call, but the line is dead. She keeps looking out the windows to see the man, and she sees a couple more men have joined him. She goes out the front door and is hit with headlights, and a man, Ben, pushes her inside. So much happens.
So much. Mm-hmm. I imagine this was hard to summarize.
But you know, I think I did a pretty damn good job of keeping it snappy.
Yeah, you did also.
Thank you.
I didn't read it, so.
I didn't either.
I'll take your word.
I immediately forgot how much I fucking hate Barbara.
Oh my God.
This dumb bitch.
I hate everything dumb about her. Including her hair and forehead.
Including her hair. My first note is this dumb bitch and her dumb hair.
Dumb
hair. Horrendous hair. That's what I put. I'm sorry.
I kind of liked her hair.
Oh,
it looks like her wig is removed from her head. Like it's levitating above her.
That was a style.
I know that.
I didn't mind it.
Dumb idiot.
Everything else about her is atrocious, though. But, you know, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I kind of liked her hair.
Maybe it's the forehead.
And just her dumb face.
And her dumbass fucking face. And I didn't hate her, obviously. Okay, so I'd never seen this movie. Mm-hmm. And this all freaked me out, the intro, first of all. But I didn't hate her right away. I'm like, okay, yeah. She's praying. Fine. Uh-huh. But she's the worst ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I immediately was like, oh, stupid fucking Barbara. And then Johnny.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I want to rip my ears off every time she says Johnny.
Yeah.
Or any word.
Really. I also said
that. She only says Johnny.
Because they're complaining so much about how far they had to drive. And I said, mother would never know if you just threw it away and didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You'd be complaining so much. Why do you just not do it? How about that?
Well, and also, like, you know, the fucking Johnny's kind of a dick about it. It's like, well, that is your dad. So, I don't know. Maybe want to do that? Maybe he sucked. I don't know. Who's to know?
Maybe.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? Not I.
To get you, Barbara.
Oh, yeah, that was spooky.
Don't mind her in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because even as she's running from him and after Johnny gets attacked and takes the car, like, she's doing the right thing. She's actually fucking running, which is unbelievable. These chicks usually just, like.
She took her damn shoes off.
Shoes off. But she can run faster because she was.
That's what I'm saying. That's good, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so she's doing all the right things and, like, is being kind of smart, you know? Yeah. So at first I'm like, yeah, it's Barbara. But then it just all goes out the window.
What the fuck happened? Yeah.
She's traumatized, I guess. Like, I don't know.
I hate her immediately.
I love the shot of her running down the street, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, there's a really specific shot of her running, and I really liked it.
Yeah. I love all the cinematography in the intro. Like, even with just the first zombie, who you just see in the background before they even acknowledge him, just being creepy, not looking totally right, you know? And just walking. I fucking love it so much. Yeah.
When the zombie pushes Johnny down, though.
Their struggle is so funny.
Just like is down.
Yeah.
I said it was quite the scuffle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a scuffle for sure.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
And then how the zombies are like using tools. Because he's using, like, a rock to hit the thing. And
Right, they're not, like, totally mindless.
Brain dead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're somewhat intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you guys right now. I appreciate this movie for what it is. There's a lot that I liked about it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot I did not like.
Really?
And one of the things I did not like was the amount of times I had to mute.
Oh.
What did you have to mute?
What did you mute?
So many times for the music. And then another part later that I'll tell you about. But when she's running right before she gets in the house, it is so loud and abrasive. Yeah. It like changes. I liked it at first. I was like, ooh, I like this. And then it gets really loud and it just sounds like noise. And then it just fucking stops, which I don't know. I just wasn't a huge fan.
Yeah. Didn't really hit it for you.
No,
it my note in that exact part, Elaine, is this music is just something else, isn't it?
Something else.
It was.
So clearly. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's sometimes that I really like the score, and then sometimes I don't understand what they're trying to do.
I'll explain that later. No, wait, because it's all I ever really have, but I'll explain why there's such a discrepancy.
Is it funny that we say that?
It is funny that you say that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it. I just said I love how truly not undead he looks.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's the simplicity of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite great.
When she grabs a knife, there's one point where she's holding it by the blade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I noticed that too. Yeah.
Yeah. How funny.
She's like holding it like, by the blade.
Oh, my girl, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, you're going to cut your hand.
I said Barbara trying to call someone on the phone is just so ridiculous. And then suddenly it is the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out of fucking nowhere.
Real quick.
It's the middle of the night.
I will say that the camera shots in these scenes are quite jarring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I necessarily hate it, but they are jarring.
What is it about it?
They're just very, like, cut.
Jerky.
Jarring.
Yes.
Close-up, like, camera shots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it, but what I do love is the lighting in the house. Mm-hmm. You guys feel me? With like some of like the really bright areas and then just
really dark,
pitch black.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really like how bright it is in the house, to be honest. I like it later towards the end when it's like that kind of shadowy of their face or whatever. But I honestly don't like how bright it is in the house.
I just like how stark contrast like
the light is. I see
you
that.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I like that sometimes she's like blinded and then she'll like go into a corner and then you can't even like fucking see her. It just adds like a very creepy vibe. I don't know. I like it.
I see that for sure.
Dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love her dramatic fall down the stairs when she sees the dead guy.
It is Barbara. Great.
I love the corpse at the top of the stairs. Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Do you guys want to know a fun fact?
Of course.
So apparently the eyeballs of the corpse. So Romero made the corpse. This was like one of the ones he actually made for the movie. And the eyeballs are made out of ping pong.
Okay.
Sorry. That was a pinball and I was like, that's not correct at all. Yeah, they're made out of ping pong balls.
Whoa.
That explains so much.
Doesn't it?
Because that's the one part about that corpse that I'm like, what the fuck is happening with the eyeballs?
It was like,
what do you mean?
It's pretty great.
That's awesome.
I actually burned my eyes to do that for so long.
That's really cool. I like that fact.
Pretty neat.
That's a neat fact.
Whoa.
Neato.
Super.
Yeah. You guys have any other thoughts?
I think Ben is really cute.
Yeah, Ben. We didn't talk about Ben yet.
I stand Ben.
Yeah, Ben is a handsome man.
But at first, he's just kind of like seems kind of domineering and kind of like an asshole. Like he doesn't say anything. He just like fucking bursts in there, starts calling the shots. Which I mean, like it's fine because she's not doing shit. But it's just like, who the fuck are you, dude? just calling all the shots.
Who the fuck is you?
Who the fuck is you with? But
he's just there to save the damn day.
No, because Barbara totally is shit. No, and Barbara. I do love him, but at first it's just like, what the fuck? Like,
who are you? You're kind of like, who the fuck is this guy?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do love him.
Ronald in this part said that Barbara is acting like a silent film actress.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I fucking hate her, man.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
I do kind of enjoy that for a little while, there isn't a ton of dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of refreshing.
That's fine. Yeah, it's just like...
just her.
Talk.
Do something.
Well, yeah, like maybe when someone's talking to you.
Right.
Well, like, respond.
To be fair, her brother was just murdered in front of her.
It would be not traumatic. Really, though.
She kind of ran off before she knew if he was actually fucked up.
Honestly.
Well, I think
he barely hit his head.
I think he was supposed to have died. And then she watched him die.
Yeah.
So, like, if my sibling was killed in front of me, I might be a little bit traumatized too, but.
Yeah.
I would still probably speak. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just go catatonic.
At least, like,
it's
one word.
It's not even, like, sentences. It's not even her silence that irritated me. It was just her, the way that she did it, I think.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
The way that she did it, yeah.
It's her delivery. She's just.
Yeah, not irritating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, do you guys want to move on?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so Ben makes his way inside and locks up the doors and tells Barbara they need to get to other people and away from the house before more of them find them. He starts to pack up food and asks Barbara if she's seen others. Meanwhile, she's asking what is happening, and he is not giving answers. He goes outside to see more of the undead have encroached and kills them with a tire iron. He goes inside where Barb is almost attacked, but he stabs the zombie in the head. He takes the body outside and burns it, warding off the others. I'm like, he's just like, bitch, help me out.
Yeah.
Like, fucking.
No, I can imagine how frustrating that would be for him. Like, do something.
Yeah.
When he does hit the zombie, he's clearly stabbing the ground next to the zombies.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I mean, all of the action looks so genuine in this
it's
movie.
It's so believable.
It's so believable.
And then he also does like a tumble down the stairs when he sees the corpse.
Yeah.
But I love his acting. I think he's just a better actor.
100%.
By far.
Yes.
And I really love him a lot.
Yes.
Me too.
I do too.
A lot.
It's a good looking man.
Ben's over here locking all the doors.
He do be doing that. He
lock
be boarding shit up.
Every time a fire is started to ward off the zombies, I just kept saying, fire bad.
Fire bad.
When he does light up that body, all he has is a match, and that body fucking...
Oh, it just ignites.
I love how they kind of like recoil. And they're like, you know, like they're just like with their fucking arms and they go back. I like it.
I was concerned that it would set the house on fire, wouldn't it? That's a big ass fire.
It's like right there,
like an old ass, dry ass house.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know? If the body went up in flames that quick, like that fucking house.
Questionable.
Big old bonfire.
I will say that Ben has final girl energy, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Ben could be final one of the girls, for sure.
I said that Barbara would be the worst person to be trapped with.
Yeah. Oh, God. I would honestly just push her out of the fucking house. I'd be like, you know what? Fend for your fucking self out there. Bye.
Lorelai, I was just reading my notes, and my next note is Ben is giving final girl energy.
See? Yes, we're on the same page.
Oh, my God. Okay,
it's giving so
Ronald had a very, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. He's giving final girl energy as well. No, I'm just kidding. he's said something very smart. How about that?
Okay.
Because I can't think of the other word, and clearly I'm not very smart right now. he said, this movie is just so accurate. Ben had to work 10 times harder his whole life for everything to survive, and she's a privileged white bitch and doesn't have to work at all.
Yes.
Yep.
snaps.
I was like, oh, snap. Like, I literally was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Seriously, though. Bit mm-hmm. knowledge over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
Also, can we just for a second talk about how fucking awesome it is that mm-hmm. we have a black main character?
And that's just for 1968, too. Like, yep. that was...
Mm-hmm. He's one of the first black main characters yep. like in film ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And
it's not about race. It's just him.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just him.
Yep.
Fucking hats off to Dwayne Jones.
Mm-hmm.
My guy. R.I.P. My guy.
Oh, is he dead?
He died in 88.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. 88.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, okay, he's been gone a long time. I did not read that. I just saw his time,
because he was not
lifespan dates.
He was not old.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Very sad.
Maybe cancer or something, you know?
Or accident.
Yeah. Who knows, man?
It was a heart attack. He was 51.
Oh, wow. So young.
Yeah.
I really like how creepy the ghouls look in the darkness outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. it's like just pitch fucking black out there, and they just are in there, and you can see some of them more clear than others, and it's creepy imagery. I like it
for sure.
I'm here for it.
At this point, I did note: are there crickets in the house?
Oh my god, the crickets are real loud. The
cricket sounds
too much.
It's a lot.
I don't think I even noticed that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That seems like something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, "Holy shit!"
No, that wasn't something.
Unless, like, there's a cricket right here next to the microphone or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I noticed.
I was going to try to mimic cricket, but I don't think I can do that. Yeah, but jarring.
Yeah, jarring for sure.
Are we ready for the next part? This is a pretty short scene.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
For sure.
Ben grabs some tools and tells Barbara they need to board up the house. He gets impatient, but tries to stress to her that it's important. While Ben pulls apart furniture to use for boarding, he tells Barbara about how he encountered the zombies at the diner not too far and how he got the truck. She then tells him about her and Johnny's encounter, and she gets really upset and screams at Ben that they need to leave to find Johnny. He won't let her leave, so she slaps him, and he slaps her right back, knocking her out. Ben listens to the radio while he continues to barricade the home. The broadcast reports on the murder epidemic that is occurring, and that who, what, and why this is happening is unknown, but the president and FBI are investigating the matter, and to stay indoors. Ben lights a cigarette and finds a gun and ammo. Barbara is awake, and Ben reassures her they are safe for now and that he's going to check out the upstairs, but she is still just unresponsive.
I would have fucking hit her too.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
First of all,
you know absolutely. What, though? So I wonder how difficult that was to, like, you know, it's the fucking 60s and he's a black man and she's a white woman, and to, like, do it in, like, an appropriate way that wasn't, like, mm-hmm. abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I bet that was just, like, so groundbreaking.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I think they pulled that off. You know, because it didn't come off that way.
No,
all. It was just like, this bitch is fucking unhinged.
This bitch needs to shut the fuck exactly. up. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he doesn't come off as, like, a mean, like, or scary, like, violent man.
Sort of, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to get shit done.
I can imagine, even with their intent and even with how they executed it, that he probably still got some flack.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Or that the movie did. You know what I mean? Like,
do you guys want to know a fun fact?
Yeah.
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 So Ben's character, and let me know if anyone else has this. I didn't look too hard. But Ben's character was originally supposed to be an angry truck driver guy. And so then when I'm blanking on his name.
The actor?
The actor's name?
What's the actor's name?
George Romero?
Dwayne Jones?
And Dwayne Jones.
Dwayne Jones. Thank you. So then when Dwayne Jones came on set, he ended up rewriting a bunch of his lines.
Oh, to, like, I love that.
Portray how he thought the character would behave.
Yeah, he was supposed to be an uneducated, angry trucker.
Yeah, which is
what George Romero said, yeah.
Yeah, because he is not that at all.
No.
I love that. That's great.
I like it too.
Yeah, I love his character.
Yeah, same.
He's a very what's the word I'm looking for? Dynamic character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though we don't know his backstory, mm-hmm. There's not a ton of dialogue besides what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You feel a lot of depth with him, I think. And mm-hmm. I really like him a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
I love when Barbara is like actually telling her story and he honestly could care less. He's like, bitch, I don't care. I'm trying to fucking survive right now. Yeah, I also don't care, but he's just like, okay. And he just like tells her to calm down. He's like, okay.
You just need to calm down.
Yeah.
Seriously, he is dead. Shut up.
Yeah. I said, bitch, Johnny ain't coming back.
Oh my God.
Also, I think it's funny, Lorelai, that you noted that like he becomes impatient, because I have a note that was like, this dude has tremendous patience. Oh, like, I would have lost my shit on her. I would have been like, bitch,
I would have gone fucking off. Leave.
Oh, gone off. Yeah.
Seriously, I know. I totally agree. He was just very,
this very is just what like, listen.
To do. Are you going to help me? This is what you need to do to help me.
Go get some boards.
I would have literally shut the fuck up.
Maybe I should have said more so annoyed. No, because he gets so annoyed with her, and you can see that. So I think that's kind of what I meant by the impatience.
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong. He just, but yeah, like I just feel like I would have fucking.
Oh yeah, I would have thrown her to the zombies.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye, Babs.
Bye, Babs.
Babs.
I also said when he tells her to go get wood and he's like breaking apart whole ass doors and shit. And
she comes back
with like three fucking sticks. I was like, man, those are really gonna fucking help.
Good job, Barbara.
I really liked the shot of her face through like the music box thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that.
Oh, it's the cigarette holder music box thing. I love those. They're so neat. Mm.
They're neat. And I really like that shot of her face. And I also said that when he's boarding up the doors and banging on the nails, she's making this face every time that he hits it. She's like,
oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I said that that is my face when I hear the music in this film.
Just
seriously, I was like the whole time. It actually gave me a headache, but I also wanted to hit her in the face for making that face. So,
yes, yes. I think you should just calm down. He just kept saying that. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's funny.
Did anyone else notice her reaction? Like how delayed it was when he hit her? Like,
yes.
Her, and then she's like.
And then she just like passes just out. Like,
oh, and then she has to faint. Barbara. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did think it was weird that he like undoes her coat.
I think it was because she was hot.
She was hot.
I think
he was just trying to help.
Yeah.
I think
to like cool her down.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I mean, I didn't think it was anything like malicious, but I was just like what doing? Why? Yeah.
What doing?
What doing? Also, I fucking love those old ass radios.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah. Our grandparents used to have one. Do they still have it?
Yeah. It's in the front room. They do still have
it in the entry room. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, so I love – I don't even know if we're there yet. I guess it's later. Never mind.
Well, we're to the part where, like, the whole – the radio is playing, talking about everything, and he finds, like, the gun at the end of the scene. Oh, yeah,
he does get her shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He knows the rules.
He's a kind man.
He is.
He knows the rules, though, too. Locking the door, getting shoes.
He's kind of paternal, and he had a wedding ring on, if I'm remembering correctly.
Oh, I did not notice.
It could be that like he was married in real life,
and they just didn't.
And they just didn't, because they're all, like, friends.
Well, yeah, that, too, but, like, we don't hear his backstory. And maybe we, like, the audience can totally create a backstory. I'm like, he seems like a dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so,
like,
for sure. I hope that for
his
sure.
family's okay, is kind of how I was feeling.
Yes.
Or maybe he lost his family and now he's like,
right.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
I think he was wearing a wedding ring. I'm pretty confident.
Mm.
On the radio, they also said details.
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 Yes. I love how they say explosion. I love the details. It's an explosion of mass homicide.
Mm.
I like that. I love their wording and all of the broadcasting throughout the movie. They say some fun stuff.
They do. I have a lot of thoughts about that. about the broadcasts and stuff. Can't wait to share them.
I can't wait to hear it.
I said, there's these notes right in a row. Barbara is still on the couch. Oh, looks like the bitch finally got up. Ben brings her shoes and she still doesn't say shit.
Yeah.
This bitch.
But yeah, on the broadcast, they call them murder happy characters. I liked that too.
Oh, like, yes.
Love. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I was like, what the fuck are the space scientists going to do? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, is this still on the radio, not the TV?
The radio,
this is
yeah.
still all the radio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We can touch on it later because I will touch on it later and I'm also going to touch on it now.
Perfect.
The news just lasts so long. That's the only part about this movie that I really just like zone out at.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are quite a few points of dialogue and news reporting and kind of nothing that goes on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot during this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. This movie could have been 45 minutes long.
A YouTube video. So as me and Charlotte have been saying, it's taking, not giving.
It's taking.
Giving final girl energy. It's just taking. It's taking.
It's just
me.
Taking.
Mm-hmm.
I feel not giving totally me anything. Opposite.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, the news reports and stuff are like one of my favorite parts of this movie.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I like it. Yeah, I love them. It's real. That's what you'd be doing.
And just like, I love how they utilize the reports to
explain,
give us more insight and kind of explain or allude to what's going on and how like it builds the story throughout the movie.
That is true. Because this is the first
narration.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see that for sure. Because this is the first zombie movie and, you know, stuff like that. So like the first time you're like, what the fuck is this? So I could see that for sure. Because we already know about zombie movies and we know about all that shit. So we don't need to hear that. So yes. I understand. I understand that for sure.
And I'm just a sucker for old shit like that. I love like the aesthetic of it all and how their fucking voices sound and the old TV. Like I really like it. I think I'm a fan.
I like it from that perspective for sure.
Absolutely.
First time watching you don't know what a zombie movie is.
Right. It's kind of a
plot. You don't even know that this is a zombie movie, honestly, because they don't even say zombie. But, you just, you know.
Yeah, you don't know
what any of it
is. I
understand that for
sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, word. I like it for that reason.
Word.
Word, bird.
Word,
bird. Whoa.
Wow. Jeez. Ben goes upstairs and drags the woman's corpse to a room. Downstairs, Barbara is on the couch when two men break into the home from the cellar, and she screams. Ben runs down, but they find it's just two regular dudes who have been hiding in the cellar, one with his wife and child, and the other dude has, like, a chick. There's a lot of characters introduced here. One of the dudes, Mr. Cooper, is gung-ho on getting everyone into the cellar and staying there, but Ben and the other guy insist that it's a death trap. I skipped a word there. While Ben walks past a window, some arms break in the window to attack. They beat the hands away and Ben shoots it, but the thing won't die. Finally shoots him in the head, and it dies. We see more zombies close in on the house. Mr. Cooper tells everyone they need to get into the cellar, and Ben tells him that he can do whatever he wants, but upstairs he's boss. Judy comes upstairs, and then Mr. Cooper goes into the basement with his wife and kid. A lot of characters.
Yeah.
Happening all of a sudden.
So the mark on Barbara's face, I'm assuming that's supposed to be a bruise from where he hit her.
I thought so.
I didn't notice.
Oh no. It's like
never
right
noticed
here.
That.
Yeah. It's like very prominent and it's there for the rest of the movie. So I don't know if it was there, like if it's supposed
How
to
weird.
Be like a bruise from where he hit her. And I'm like, that was dramatic.
From when he hit her. Yeah.
I've never noticed that before. How weird.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find like a still or something of it.
Oh yeah.
She really needs to get her shit together. He's upstairs for like 2 seconds, and these dudes come through the door, and she
like, bitch, come on.
this
help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whole scene of them fucking arguing about going into the cellar. I was like, God fucking damn it. Someone just make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. I can't.
Yeah.
It was yeah. so much. I was like, fuck you, Mr. Cooper. Fucking go. Why do you care?
Why do you care?
Oh, yeah.
Go do your own thing.
Just fucking go where you want to go and where you yeah. feel safe. Then if shit gets fucking scary, you say, oh, you can come down if it gets mm-hmm. too scary and we'll board it up
mm-hmm.
because ain't yeah. no way they're getting in anywhere else. So
right. Because of that, I really loved a remark his wife says in a couple later scenes where she's like, you just had to be right. You know, yep. that's mm-hmm. the yeah. most important yeah. thing here is that you just had to be right. And that's what yes. it was. Mm-hmm. He just wanted everyone to agree with him and do what he wanted to do. Because right. he's like the fucking worst. I fucking hate Mr. Cooper.
He is awful.
I hate him. I said he is champ kinds over here and slouch.
Yes.
He's just so.
I just kept referring to him as Baldy before I knew his name. Mm. I was just Baldy. Like, Baldy can fuck right off. Like, this is.
Yeah.
No.
And I said, I love this little man with his dark hair.
And then, oh, Tom.
Yeah. And I said, fix your damn tie, man. Fucking yeah. Cooper or whatever.
Yeah.
It's always so fucked up because he's slouching so much and his fucking pants are up to his fucking boobs.
Yep. Oh my God. Tom cracks me up. His acting is so horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
He's just a little man, too.
He's I don't know how you landed Judith. What's her name? Is that Judith?
Judy?
Yeah, Judith.
Judy,
How did he land in her with that hair?
I know. Well, what's happening?
Her hair is, you know, my hair is real curly. Her hair looks like when I brush my curls out.
Oh, I loved her hair.
They couldn't be giving her some oil?
That was the style back then, and I don't get it. Because fluffy, to an extent, is good, but hers was like...
Yeah, because it's like similar in Halloween and stuff. They mm-hmm. be giving people yeah. that fluffy hair.
The fluffy yep. hair.
And then and someone, I don't know who, but someone put the windows. They said windows.
I don't get that too. The windows.
Oh, and when he's hitting the... when they're hitting the fucking arms and there's no sound. Yeah. There's just... I could not. So funny.
Yep.
Oh, I was like, when is that? But I said, someone's arm gets through the window.
Yeah, the window.
And then Barbara looking like a fucking idiot just on the couch.
Just comatose. Just,
yeah. She looks like she is stoned out of her fucking mind and yes. she's just vegged out.
Yeah, it's not giving trauma. It's just giving.
It's taking.
Yeah. It's giving stone.
Yes.
It's she's giving like taking. Lobotomy.
Lobotomy.
You know what I mean? Fuck.
It's giving lobotomy. Yeah. That's the name of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving lobotomy.
Yeah.
She's just taking.
When they're still arguing and then Mr. Cooper does go back downstairs, he's like, mm-hmm. I'm taking the girl with me. Like, the fuck?
Oh, like, yes.
Why? Yeah. Who are you, like,
yeah,
sir?
Who are you, sir?
And Ben.
Ben is yeah. like, nope.
Yes, yes, he does. Mm-hmm. I said, you do that, Ben.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, I gasped. I was like, no, you're not.
Like, what the fuck are you, dude?
No.
You were just hiding in the fucking cellar for, like, hours for not like doing hours. Shit. Like, who are yeah. you? Yeah.
You know what I love about this is how annoying Barbara is. Fine. I'm so mm-hmm. glad because I was a little bit worried that it was going to turn into like a, oh, he saved me and he's handsome and oh. And I'm right. so fucking glad that it didn't because I don't have yeah. the capacity
yeah. yeah
to tolerate that. And so I was mm-hmm. I was happy about that, as annoying as she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I have a question for you all.
Okay. Okay.
I might have an answer.
Giving that this movie is about undead humans.
Mm-hmm.
Would this pass the Bechdel test?
No.
No, because those are the things that are trying to kill them.
Yeah.
But they're not all men.
No, but
Well, I don't think that. Is there a conversation between two women, though?
They're never. That isn't about a man.
That isn't about Johnny.
There's Helen speaking to Barbara when she's catatonic.
And you know what? Actually, yes, because when Judy is downstairs looking over Karen, and then comes downstairs and she asks Karen how she's feeling, that literally makes it past the Bechdel test.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So it's like just barely. Passing.
Yeah. Just barely. By the skin of their teeth, they pass the Bechdel test. Oh. And I'll take a black main character and passing the Bechdel test in 1968.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For 500.
I'll take that.
Yeah, for 500. Hats what off. Is the Natalie Den? Thank you.
So right before we see like Mr. Cooper going back into the cellar, we see like the zombies outside.
Mm-hmm.
After that one gets shot, and that the bitch eating the bug.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
By the tree.
No.
Did you notice the bitch eating the bug?
Yeah.
And fuck all that. Me.
Yeah. She's Do you guys want to know who she is?
Yeah.
She is, what is her name?
Oh, okay.
Pause.
Thank you for being ready for that.
I don't
know
who that is. Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
This is great. Giving me anticipation.
I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I got it. So she is Marilyn Eastman, who plays Helen. Okay.
Okay.
So she's Helen as a zombie. It's the same actress.
Okay.
Marilyn Eastman. But Marilyn Eastman was the makeup artist for the movie as well.
Oh, amazing. Oh,
cool.
And she did her own makeup that shot where she's eating the bug and she's all zombified.
Oh, I love that she got a little spotlight moment.
That's really cool.
I know. Pretty neat.
Wow.
Sorry for the anticipation if that was not worth the build. I just truly couldn't remember that.
No, I think that's really cool.
No, that is amazing. Cool.
It's also fucking gross. I hated that part. I was like, no, stop it.
And the wheezing. There was some wheezing that I
I made note of. Mm-hmm. All I hear is breathing right now.
Oh.
I liked the wheezing.
I did make note of the score in this part sounds like Young Frankenstein.
Oh.
I didn't see that. I could see that a couple times, actually, in the movie. Mm-hmm.
Are we back in the basement yet? I forget.
Not yet.
Okay.
Helen is the wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I thought you meant the zombie is credited as a woman named Helen.
Oh.
I was like, that's nice that they gave her a name.
Oh God.
But no, I get it.
Helen the zombie.
That's I get it. So Helen, it's the same. The wife is the makeup artist, and then she That's got really to cool. do that too.
Correct. You got it. You're catching on.
Yes, I'm here together with you all. That is fantastic.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Cool.
Sorry that it took me 10 times longer to actually get it.
We all have our moments.
It's all right.
Any other thoughts on this scene?
No, I do not have any more.
Okay, so in the cellar, Mr. Cooper's wife, Helen, is tending to their daughter who has a fever and is injured somehow, but sleeping. She gets pissed when she finds out that there is a radio and communication upstairs, but that he wants them to be in the basement. She takes matters into her own hands and calls up to Tom to have Judy come down to watch the little girl. Upstairs, Helen tries to console Barbara, who is far gone. They bring a TV downstairs and watch a news report. They inform everyone that the unburied dead are returning to life and consuming people's flesh. They advise now to go to the rescue stations and also inform that there's this theory of like a satellite coming back from Venus, but they destroyed it and there's like high levels of radiation and maybe that could be the cause, but it's very unclear. There's an interview of scientists and military officials giving conflicting info on whether this is the cause. Another report from a doctor advises that anyone who is injured to seek medical attention. Helen worries about her daughter, and Ben tells her to stay down in the basement with her, so she sends Judy back up. The doctor on the TV states that freshly dead people must be burned immediately or they will reactivate in minutes. Ben and Tom plan to go out to the truck and the gas pump and come back around to get everyone so they can go to the rescue station. Mr. Cooper looks at the TV, which states they will need more rescue stations. There's a lot back and forth, and I apologize.
It's okay. My very first note here, I said, I bet their daughter got bit.
Yup. Mm-hmm.
Now they're concealing it.
Mine is the dad is petting her head.
Oh. Yeah.
He just, her little forehead, he just does that.
I didn't notice that.
I know that everyone can hear me doing this, but just visualize what I'm doing, okay?
A little quick pet.
I love when Ben says, is it, how does he word it? Is it tough for the kid that her old man is so stupid?
When he yes.
I wrote it down.
Yes, Ben.
I love how blunt he is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough that their old man is so stupid. Yeah, that is what he says.
Yeah, it's great.
I loved that. Also, I love how pissed Helen is. That she's like, there's a fucking radio up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with him? And then they get a TV. Helen. And she's like, a TV?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, why wouldn't you want to be mm-hmm. at the center of information? I also said, I also said that the government being sketchy and quiet like that.
Oh, yes.
So fucking real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we experienced that.
Yeah.
Real life.
Scientists are saying, do this. And government is saying, well, we don't know that
yet. No, we don't know.
No, yeah. We do mm-hmm. know, though. We do know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Science is real.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that I think it's Helen says, we may not enjoy living together, but dying together isn't going to do anything either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like
Helen. I fucking love her.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
She's pretty great.
This bitch. Mm-hmm. She's also like so pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so pretty.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God. Hello, Goals. Helen. What the fuck are
Honestly,
you doing?
Oh, Helen. When Judy
looks like a little mole man.
When Judy comes mm-hmm. upstairs, this isn't the last scene, but when she comes upstairs, and she's standing next to Barbara. I was like, Barbara.
Barbara is just petting the doily.
Yeah, she's just laying on
Barbara's
the couch.
Lost like,
I just said she's high as fuck.
Yeah,
she's over here.
Stony baloney over here.
Yes.
Petting the damn doily.
I love how Helen sits down. This whole scene reminded me of like how a therapist would like sit down in their chair. And like she's laying on the couch, is you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's giving old school therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like
cigarette taking.
Uh-huh.
Barbara is still taking. Mm-hmm.
What is it with the old school? The old school smoking in these movies just looks so fucking classy.
Even it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's the classiest shit. I'm like, why is that not me? Why am I not Helen there?
Because cancer.
Because cancer, yes.
Yeah, honestly. I love that she's like, don't be afraid of me. I'm Helen Cooper, Gary's wife.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid of Gary.
Gary sucks. Have you seen the way he stands?
Barbara's like, who are people? Who am I?
What are people?
Who am are we? Alive? Where are we?
Yeah. What?
I did like, so on the news broadcast, when they're talking about burning the bodies of the recently deceased because they come back in mm-hmm. minutes or whatever. And the guy's like, burn them. Like, what about funeral arrangements? And the doctor's like, mm-hmm. they're just dead flesh. Oh. You got to fucking burn them. It's just great. Because everyone's
like, I love it.
Yeah. He's like, no, there's not time for that. They're just dead
flesh. No, there's no time.
And the doctor's story about the cadaver with no limbs.
Oh, yeah.
Just the close up and was like writhing. Ooh.
Yes.
Spooky shit.
So cool. Mm-hmm. Wish we could have seen that.
Yeah.
This is when I made note of how long the fucking they're watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I do understand now that you said that, Lorelai. I kind of understand more so the significance of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't ever want to mute in a movie, but that fucking typing in the background. Oh my God.
You know what, like, that the typing didn't bother me.
But then they're still talking.
It kind of reminded me, and I don't know if I'm just like totally misremembering Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's that part. Oh, yeah, all the – right, there's like people typing, and I like – I can't picture exactly what it is. But that's kind of what I heard. I love this news broadcast that they're watching, like when the reporters are chasing after the people kind of and like talking mm-hmm. to them, the dialogue sounded so real and genuine to me. Mm-hmm. Like
it looked like real reports.
Scripted.
yeah
no, it didn't sound scripted to me at all. I was like, this is, I enjoy watching that. Mm-hmm. That one didn't
it definitely did
me.
A good job. It's written well.
Totes. So you know how I mentioned how Tom is a great actor? Max said the funniest fucking shit. And for our listeners that are gamers, we'll get it. I only know this term because of Max. And Kayla, you'll probably get it because of Zach. But he said that Tom is giving NPC energy. So NPCs are non-playable characters in a video game.
Oh my god. They have like a handful like, of things they can say, and that's yeah. it.
And you have to like walk up to them in order for them to first say something.
To like interact
otherwise,
or they're whatever.
Just kinda, like, fucking there. And they're I was like, dying. It's so funny.
That is really, I can totally see that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a Sims character.
And then he says, everybody, hang on. Let's talk about this rationally.
I yeah, like the flirting.
So good.
Thank that's you. Amazing. That's what they do. You know, they're just
yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's Tom. He's an NPC.
Holy shit.
I don't know why.
That's great.
But I'm thinking of 007 GoldenEye for Nintendo 64 with this. Just no graphics, very square, mm-hmm. and he's just floating there. And then you got to come up to him, and then his hands are all square up to him.
Yep.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's like old school Tomb Raider, where yes, she's just
exactly.
triangle
yep, exactly.
and just
triangle same, boobs. Same graphics. Yep.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. There's this couple on TikTok that like reenact, like they act like they are video game characters or some shit. Uh-huh. I'll have to send it to you. The way that this girl runs is so fucking funny. She does it so well. Like she's in a fucking video game. It's so good.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
I love those
videos. Really funny. See.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple where it's like girls pretending to be like the Grand Theft Auto hookers.
Yeah.
Yes.
How they like walk yes. up to the car.
It's
I love those.
Yeah.
They're so good.
So funny.
So good.
That's great.
We digress.
Yeah. My next note is about their conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the next
scene. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember.
I'm ready for the next scene too.
Me too.
Okay. Cool.
Cool beans. So now Tom and Judy share a heartfelt moment. He reassures her leaving is the right thing to do. They have all the women go down into the cellar while Tom and Ben open the door to get to the truck. Upstairs, Mr. Cooper throws Molotovs at the ground, creating a fire barrier to ward off the zombies. Judy runs out at the last minute and they all get in the truck while Ben shoots at them and lights them on fire with his torch. They get to the pump and stupidly get the fucking truck caught on fire. Judy gets stuck in it and her and Tom die in the truck exploding. Ben is horrified and just barely makes his way back to the house. Mr. Cooper almost doesn't let him in, though. Once inside, Ben boards up the door and then kicks Cooper's ass.
A sick child, two women, and one woman is out of her head. I said, well, because how could you ever survive with a woman?
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
God forbid.
Ick.
The horror.
The horror.
The horror. Conversation between Tom and Judy.
And Judy. That was my next note.
Bad.
It's like, what's happening here?
I just put it so corny.
I hate it.
He's like, I love it. How can you smile at a time like this?
Smile.
I love it when you smile for me.
Smiley.
Oh, God. I hate it so fucking
so
much.
Bad.
It's so bad.
I'm like, that probably could have been cut out.
It could have completely been cut out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the only parts about this that I just do not like at all.
Yeah, no.
Like, Judy is annoying as shit. Such a bad actress. And so is Tom. I'm just like
fucking NPC guy over here.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. I meant to mention that though, because we talked about like cutting this scene out. So in the last scene, when Cooper is in the basement with Helen, did you guys see that weird fucking jump of footage?
Oh,
yes,
like,
actually.
Like it was cut bad.
How it cut, yeah. Mm-hmm. So apparently they cut out 6 minutes of footage right there that they just like didn't like. But they didn't have really a way to make sure, like, it was, like, spliced
like seamless?
Correctly.
Oh.
Yeah. So you just see this, like, horrible fucking jump. Because, like, Cooper's looking at the camera.
And then,
then he's just not. So bad.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They cut 6 minutes of that. Like, they couldn't have cut out the fucking Tom and Judy shit.
Yeah.
Dumb bullshit. What the fuck was that?
This is when they make Barbara get off the couch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's getting off the couch. He's like, we got to go downstairs now, Barbara. Yes.
Okay. And I think it's Ben who's like, then we can leave. And she goes, oh, I'd like to leave. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
She's like a, like, dementia patient, you know? Uh-huh. Like, she's just like,
yes.
Come on, dear. It's time to go downstairs.
I'd like to leave.
We're going downstairs now, Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Poor thing.
When they're throwing the Molotov cocktails and I think one guy, like, his shirt rips, you can totally see the makeup is just his face.
No blending happening through the neck.
That's funny. And, like, because his chest is exposed and it's just...
oh, my God.
You pulled a Kayla.
Oh.
Blast in eardrums. But his chest is exposed and it's just his little...
I love that. Fucking bitch.
Oh. Judy? That's my next note. I said this bitch outside. She didn't listen.
Fuck are you doing?
Bitch, what is you doing?
Fucking it up.
Our notes are the same right now, Kayla.
Well, because what the fuck?
What doing?
Listen, she's stuck to the fucking plan. If there's a plan, you fucking stick to it.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the purpose of the plan.
When Ben is shooting at the gas pump.
What the
fuck? I wrote... Ben, you are smarter than this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
You don't be doing this.
No, you can't be doing that.
Don't shoot gas pumps.
I said, shoot at the gas pump. That's smart.
And then
do that.
The fire is coming out of the exhaust and he drives away. And I said, then the car catches on fire because it was on fire.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And why the fuck did Tom spray the fucking truck with gasoline in the first place? Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? It all goes to shit so fast. Fucking quick. So fast. Like, my God. What the... Like, they would have been fine.
Their plan probably was solid. Like, Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just got the fucking Three Stooges.
No shit. Just...
Fucking shit up right now.
And Ben is one of them. I'm like,
I know. He's way smarter than this.
How are you feeling?
But then, after that, suddenly the fire's gone. There's no fire.
It is gone, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time there's a fire, it just like magically puts itself out and doesn't spread.
But it's like, it's magically like, whoa. And then magically, no fire.
It reminds me of Princess Bride when they're in the forest and there's just like the
flames
slid up out of the ground and then just disappear.
Totally. I love him kicking Cooper's ass.
Oh my God, wait. Yeah. I forgot a note. So when the fire does start, Ben is like, he just kind of goes, so like, put it out. He just puts his hand over it. I tried to type it so I wouldn't forget how he did it, but he's just, I can't get it out.
Pats at it.
Yeah, it's just like a slight, here, this is what I wrote. And then he is barely trying to put the fire out by waving his hand over it.
As you do.
That's what you do.
But yes, anyway, so when Ben hits Gary, I was like, he finally hits him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Bam, bitch went down.
Long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, long ago, yes.
Yeah, I just said, fuck Mr. Cooper up. Like, what
the for real.
Oh, just come on.
So mad at him. Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the fake... Hollywood punches.
So good.
Really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Very well executed.
Wait, you mean that's not how it sounds when you actually hit somebody?
Yeah, what? Confused. Fuck around and find out. Just kidding. I would never punch you in my life. I was just kidding.
I was just telling Max, I would really like to like fight someone in my lifetime.
Oh, shoot.
What the fuck?
Oh.
We were just talking about that. I think it's when we were watching Nacho Libre. I was like, I want to get in a brawl. I think once in my life.
I love the orphans in the whole world.
I don't want to.
I fucking love that movie so much.
I don't feel
when you're old and you wear stretchy pants. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't feel the need to get in like a full fucking fight with somebody, but it would feel nice to just fucking deck someone right in the face, wouldn't it?
Right. Just like a little just brawl. Once. Just a little and brawl. Just like, just to experience. I don't know.
That's funny.
Maybe we can punch each other in the faces.
There you go.
This is the premise to Fight Club, guys.
Yeah.
This is how Fight Club started.
Female Fight Club. Okie dokie. All right, so the zombies eat up the burned bodies in the truck. Inside, Barbara mumbles about her car, and Ben hopes they can maybe go find it. Helen and Cooper finally reveal to them that their daughter was bit by a zombie, and Ben is concerned she could have contracted a disease. The news comes back on, reporting that radiation levels are increasing, and as long as it does, anyone who dies will be reanimated. Interviews with local police are conducted, and they seem confident in killing the ghouls, but unsure how long it will take. They are making their way to Willard, which is the town closest to the home. The lights go out in the house, and all the zombies start breaking through the boarded-up windows and doors. Mr. Cooper and Ben fight over the gun. Ben wins and shoots Cooper, who falls down into the cellar. Helen and Barbara struggle to fight off zombies. In the basement, the little girl is zombified and eats her dad. Helen gets to the basement to find her daughter, who then murders her. Barbara is attacked by her now ghoulish brother, who drags her out of the house, and she is engulfed by the zombies. The zombies fully break in, and Ben is almost attacked by the little girl, but he barricades himself in the cellar. Cooper reactivates, and Ben shoots him and then Helen.
Whew. I like reactivates.
I love that. When all of the zombies are at the truck, ghouls, whatever, are at the truck, I love the score when they're eating.
Yes.
Ben and
great scene.
Judy. I couldn't remember her name.
Tom and Judy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tom, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I NPC really guy. Like that.
Yeah. That's the best description of him. I can't get over it. And I just keep thinking of 007 GoldenEye. That's it. That's all I think of. Just no.
Nothing. I just love that they're just, you know, having some barbecue.
They are, yeah.
It's pretty fucking gross, too. Like,
it is.
Yeah, honestly.
It grosses me out more than, like, some more recent zombie films. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why either. And maybe it's because we really just see them, like, munching, and it's black and white, and we don't need the gore. We just need the implication.
It's the implication.
And the sound. And
yeah, you can't tell what all it's necessarily.
It's the sounds, I think. Yeah. And just the, like,
but we just know.
Yeah.
The way it's, you know, like thin and stretchy.
The squelching.
Like, yeah. It grosses me
squelching.
Out. Pretty bad.
It grosses me out, too.
I like
There's
it.
There's something quite real about it. Like, it's like, you get a little bit lost. I feel like in this part of the movie, you get, like, lost in the movie, where it's like, okay, you're actually watching it, and you don't feel like you're just watching, like, a lot of the older horror movies, you're like, okay, I'm watching a fucking movie right now.
Right.
But this part, I feel like you get, like, really enthralled, and you're like, oh, this is, like,
it feels real.
Very fucking progressive compared to the other movies that came out during this time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's very well done.
Yeah.
Jolly good shit.
Yeah, I really enjoy this whole part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love when Karen eats Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
It was fucking creepy. She's creepy. So
she's just awesome. Standing there fucking eating it.
You know,
is that like his heart or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. What I absolutely fucking hated was whatever they did to Helen's scream.
Oh,
yeah. Dear Lord, fucking why did you do that?
Yes.
I had another mute, obviously.
Oh, interesting.
That one was just fucking weird. Like, they, first of all, she's screaming like a goddamn squirrel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they, like, amplify and, like, echo it or something. Yeah. It's fucking bizarre.
I was not a fan of that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's very memorable, but I don't enjoy it.
I really love that Ben shoots Mr. Cooper. Like,
yeah.
He didn't even fucking hesitate either. He's like, fuck this dude.
You're dead.
I love it. Goodbye. I was like, yes.
Final girl energy.
Yep.
Love him. Yes. So much. Flesh-eating ghouls. I just love the shit they say on the TV.
I love, hate, rather. But when Helen falls down and she's coming for her, she just is laying down for so fucking long.
Right, and like, she could have got up and, like, ran away.
Like 45 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Get up.
I do love how many times she stabs her, like, with that spade. Like, quite the weapon of choice. And she just, like, fucking annihilates her.
Goes yeah. down. And the blood looks good. Mm-hmm. Like it looks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good little but scene yeah, there.
The scream minus is horrible. The scream.
Mm-hmm. But they say kill the brain, kill the ghoul.
Mm-hmm.
The best part.
Yep.
The brain, kill the ghoul. It's a good line.
And I said are we there yet when Ben is in the basement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're to the part where he kills Cooper and Helen.
In the basement.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. said, Ben is now locking himself in the basement. My, how the turntables.
See, that was the thing. When they were fighting about the cellar and the house, I could genuinely see both sides. I'm still leaning yeah. more toward staying in the house and not the cellar. Because truly, if yep. you're in the cellar, where the fuck are you going to go?
Right.
And right. All of those I agree. Zombies coming down there, like where?
Right.
Where,
you're yeah. fucked.
What are you going to yeah. do? You're dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But hang out in the house. And then when they come in,
get the fuck out.
To get out.
Yeah. So are we all they're house people?
Out. I'm house. For the house. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Max was like, if anything, climb up to the fucking roof. They can't
right.
come on. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, go through the mm-hmm. attic or even just through a window and climb up. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Survival Dude, he's all has books, read books and shit on it.
Has yeah. books.
Has books.
Has books.
He's got books and shit.
He's got books and stuff. Hey, guys.
Has books.
He knows what he's doing.
Books. That was just the way that you said. Has books.
Has books. Oh, and I do love too that the lights go out. Did mm-hmm. I mention that?
Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Add some spook. Like, nice of course touch. They go out.
Well, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just said, Helen, you can just like walk away, you know.
I know. I kind of get it though, because it's like her kid. You know what I mean? You just yeah. be like, "What the fuck?"
Mm-hmm.
Stunned. What?
Stunned, like stunned.
Oh yeah.
As to what's happening.
Mm-hmm. The noise. I said all the noise with the zombies upstairs in the house. I said, okay, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much.
It's a lot
shuffling.
Mm-hmm.
Moving of the furniture. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
He's wasting so much ammo shooting at Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
And Helen, I'm they like, said the head. Dude, save some.
They said the head.
Yeah,
go I said, the head. That's it. The head, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
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 What doing, Ben? You heard the news. You heard the man.
It's the decision fatigue setting in. That's a thing.
Right. Mm. Yeah, any other thoughts?
No, I'm ready for the end.
No, I'm ready.
I'm ready also.
Perfect. Alrighty, here we go.
Okay.
It's morning now, and Ben is still in the cellar. The police force from the TV interviews is approaching the house with the news team. As they approach the home, they will... Nope, I'm sorry. As they approach the home, they kill all the zombies, and Ben hears them, so he goes upstairs. He points his gun out the window as he gets closer to see who's outside, but the cops see him in the window and shoot him dead. The closing sequence is photos of Ben dead and the police dragging him out and then setting everything ablaze. Don't we love a happy ending?
Yes, I love it. The ending for me, you can tell for this specific part of this, that Rob Zombie was very influenced by this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it in any other part of this movie but this.
Mm-hmm. With the like the still shots.
The stills, and, yep. And when he is, when he's shot, you know, and then the men are like over him, mm-hmm. and, you know, like, mm-hmm. oh.
Very much
so. Rob Zombie right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Just like the cops to show up at the last minute. Like when the threat is pretty much over.
Mm-hmm.
And then shoot the wrong victim.
The wrong fucking guy.
Shoot the wrong fucking guy.
Like they couldn't see him pointing the gun.
I mean, really. And you know what? When I saw him moving so slow, I knew exactly what was going to fucking happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's his fault mm-hmm. for moving so slow, because he didn't know what was going on either.
No, he didn't know. Yeah.
You know, but it's like he is all the way up there. Why don't you? You're going mm-hmm. in there to find people and also the things. So how about go in first, you stupid fucks?
Right. You stupid but, yeah, fucks.
It's typical.
Leave it to the police. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a little upset. I mean, usually I like when everybody dies, but I really liked Ben and like he was giving Final Girl energy. Like, come on.
He fucking deserved better.
He totally deserved better. Mm-hmm. I was upset. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real upset.
My notes here are, they just kill him. The pictures. Poor Ben. Stupid men.
The photos are very unsettling, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are.
Mm-hmm. And, like, all the audio of them, like, talking and stuff over it. Yeah. And,
you know, I didn't love how lackadaisical all the police were about getting there. They're just moseying around, taking their time. I'm like, people
talking
maybe
with the news.
Need medical attention that are now not going to get it because you're taking your goddamn time. Like,
and killing innocent
people. Going for
people.
A leisurely stroll through this fucking field. Yeah.
Not much has changed.
Quite the commentary. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I did have a note. I forgot to talk about it earlier. One was from earlier and others for the scene. But Grace reminded me of the Rob Zombie. I feel like they, you know, good old Tobe.
Tobe.
I feel like he got definitely some inspiration, like, from the beginning of this movie. Mm-hmm. Like in Texas Chainsaw when they're going to visit the cemetery and it starts at the cemetery. Totally pulls some inspo there, I feel. And then Cabin Fever definitely got some inspiration from this ending for Cabin Fever's ending.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He gets shot down by all the police. He thinks he might have made it. Yeah. And then he gets fucking killed by the cops. So a lot of...
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason why this movie was so influential.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many horror movies.
It's a hell of a film.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a.
One word.
Yeah. H-E-L-L-U-V-A.
Hell of a. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other closing remarks?
No.
No?
No.
Cool. All right. Yay. I love it too.
Yeah. The ending or the whole thing?
I enjoyed it.
The movie.
You didn't like
it? You enjoyed
it?
I enjoyed it. I didn't. I don't love it, but I enjoyed it and I respect it.
Mm-hmm. You appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Would watch again, but it's not like at the top of my rewatch list. Do you know what I mean?
I get it.
Mostly because I had to mute a million times. But that's a personal problem.
When don't you, though? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah. That's my own issue.
Well, I'm glad that it's Gore Girl approved. Gore Girl approved. We can make a little stamp.
We could.
Cool. Well, what would you give it on the Gore gauge?
One.
Yeah.
And a half, perhaps, because that part of them eating was so gross.
Pretty ick.
We got the barbecue.
I would consider that a gory moment, even though
we got the corpse.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Stabs him in the head.
Cooper, Karen. Stab in the head. Karen, Helen. I'd settle on a 1.5 or a 2.
I'm going 1.5.
Yeah, I'd say 1.5.
1.5? Cool. Solid. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And was this movie scary for you guys?
No. I'm
terrified.
No.
It does creep me out. It gives me the heebie-jeebies in some scenes.
We didn't even talk about...
It's a good spooky movie.
The whole... We a little bit talked about the space stuff, but not really.
Oh, the space stuff. Yeah, you're right.
Stuff, yeah.
But they thought it was stuff about Venus. And shit.
Yeah, we touched on that.
Yeah.
But
I totally forgot about that.
That shit. Mm-hmm. And how clever. It's not
clever, virus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking radiation because of the fucking government.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about
and
all that.
And that's what spawned that type of trope in all
in
like
zombie
modern
films.
Zombie movies too. Like it's very father of zombie film here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, shall we get into our fun facts?
Yeah.
Cool. Grace. History time.
Yeah. Okay, so this movie was directed by George A. Romero. Did you know that, Elaine?
I did.
It was made in 1968. A screenplay by John Russo and George A. Romero. John is sometimes credited as Jack Russo.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. As you do.
Mm-hmm. He did a lot of the Dead series with George A. Romero. And then also Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Oh, oh my God.
No. Claws. C-L-A-W-S.
Claws. I thought you meant like
the one with Tim Allen.
Santa Claus? No.
You're so funny.
I was like, wow, that's a big difference.
Like, how cute. I saw that Helen is in that movie.
Oh, how funny.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to do that movie. George, before he did this, had done a lot of commercials and wanted to do a movie. So he got his friends, basically all his friends, but Russell to help produce it. Russell Striner to help produce it. They got a lot of ideas from the novel I Am Legend, written by Richard Matheson in 1954. And then they just like got all their friends together and made a movie.
I didn't realize that I Am Legend was a book.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't either, honestly.
I'd love to read it. I did know that it was a book, but...
But yeah, they, you know, George and Russell got all their friends together and made this movie. So this is a little bit info on the book, I Am Legend, which is, I love this description on Wikipedia. It says post-apocalyptic horror novel. Mm-hmm. It has inspired lots of movies, but mainly this one, Last Man on Earth, The Omega Man, and then I Am Legend, obviously.
Right.
In the book, there is only one survivor of an apocalypse. His name is Robert Neville. The only other, quote, survivors are vampires. He does some research. He basically becomes a scientist in the apocalypse and discovers that the disease... I'm sorry. He does some research and discovers what the disease is and that it is deadly sensitive to sunlight and garlic, which I just think is hilarious.
Garlic.
Garlic.
That's awesome.
And that it, people keep... sorry, there's like one hair that keeps coming into my mouth. And people that have died are coming back to life and infecting the living. Vampires share a lot of similarities to zombies, and the novel inspired zombie culture as we know it today. So in the book, it talks about, like, it starts with Robert just like suddenly he's the only survivor, and George wanted to like play off of that but do it to where it was before, like, the beginning of the end. So he liked that, but he didn't want to do vampires because it had already been done in the book, so he wanted to do something different. And he just said, what if the dead stop staying dead?
Ooh.
I really like that. Yeah.
I like that.
So he didn't even have a name for zombies. He just wanted something else. So ghouls or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they didn't say it in the movie.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Not a single time.
No. And yeah, so it's just like his own sort of idea or whatever. Richard Matheson, the guy that wrote I Am Legend, hated the movie, and he said it was kind of cornball.
Okay. Well, you wrote about vampires that are afraid of garlic, so.
Yeah, You're wrong.
So originally this movie was supposed to be a horror comedy about aliens named Monster Flick.
Oh no.
And then about a boy that runs away and finds rotting human corpses that were eaten by aliens. And then finally... John wrote this script in 3 days, and it's just about ghouls.
I like it. I'm glad that they
Same.
Yes.
George started the zombie world as we know it today, even though he never said zombie in the movie. But he started a subgenre, like, you know, without even realizing it, called splatter film, which I had never heard of that before. So I looked up splatter film on Wikipedia. There's a book about this whole subgenre. It's the longest title of the book of a book literally fucking ever. So this is the only reason why I'm saying this. It's called Breaking the Last Taboo, a critical survey of the wildly demented subgenre of a horror film that is changing the faces of the film realism forever.
Okay, does this mean that's the whole? A man wrote this?
That's the whole, yeah, that's the whole title.
He needs to figure out how to summarize.
Yeah.
Oh my
you
God.
Can just say breaking the last taboo.
Oh my God.
Anyway, splatter film genre has evolved into torture porn.
Yeah,
our favorite.
Mm-hmm. Our favorite term.
I hate that.
Our favorite term, exactly. Also, oh, I was going to say this earlier, but I forgot. Richard, so there's a movie called The Last Man on Earth that came out, I believe, 2 years before Night of the Living Dead. And Richard also hated that movie. So I feel
he's
like
still
he only likes his
book.
Sucks. A lot of people, there's like some, I didn't write it down because I didn't think it was super, because it was like conflicting, but a lot of people think that George A. Romero sort of ripped off The Last Man on Earth, but from everything that I read, I don't agree. So I just didn't, but I just wanted to say, in case someone wants to say some shit. Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't really agree.
Okay.
Just, yeah. So, yeah, whatever. Here we are. And I didn't do, what's his fucking face?
Roger Ebert.
Yes, I didn't do his because his was boring. Oh, I found this other one.
Cool.
And I thought this was quite silly. Also, this was written in 1991. So it was not written in 1968, this review. I just want you to take that in consideration when reading this. Okay. Her name is Pauline Kael. K-A-E-L. This is one of the most gruesomely terrifying movies ever made. And when you leave the theater, you'll wish you could forget the whole experience.
Okay.
Girl.
Oh, I think, yeah, she needs to take a chill pill.
She needs to maybe watch more movies.
Yeah.
And she wrote that in 19... I was like, that's not real.
In
that's
91?
Not real. 1991.
Wow. That's hilarious. Yeah.
You are hyping it up a little bit too much, my friend.
Yes. Like we were saying earlier that Ben's character was supposed to be like an uneducated, you know, trucker. Mm-hmm. So he improvised a lot of his script and he just was like, no, I can do this better. He's going to be a smart man. A lot of the cast improvised their script and just sort of fucking went with it. Yeah.
I mean, that explains Tom.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And Barbara, maybe she couldn't think of anything to say.
Maybe she couldn't.
Well, and the fact that he wrote it in 3 days, like, yeah, that probably didn't leave a ton of room for him to write all of that dialogue. It was kind of just like, all right, this is the basic idea. This is what we want to happen. Roll
say shit.
It.
Say
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have written a novel about all this shit. I chose what was interesting to me.
Yeah, for sure. I love it.
Very nice.
That was wonderful.
A lot.
Love that.
Alrighty. Elaine.
Hello.
Behind the scenes.
Okay. So the budget for this movie was $114,000 in 1968, which translates to about $913,000 in 2022.
Oh, I read that it was $888,000. Either way, not any money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just under $1 million. It made $12 million in domestic box offices and $18 million outside of the U.S. and Canada, which is $30 million, 263 times the budget.
That's awesome. Wow. So I love that.
Really
that's
well.
Impressive.
Bill Cardle? I want to say,
okay.
Who played the television reporter was indeed a local Pittsburgh TV celebrity. He hosted a horror movie program and occasionally reported the news. So that's probably why he seemed so genuine.
Yeah, for sure.
How cool. Yeah, he fits it really well.
Yeah.
I wish they still made horror.
I know. Like
hosting shows like that.
Yeah, like Friday Night. Frights or something.
Well, it's because no one watches TV, though.
Nobody.
Well,
but
they could make
got,
a streaming
like, Peacock,
version.
You know, we got.
Yeah.
I'd be watching Xfinity on demand.
I was going to say, too, a lot of the cast was just, because it was like their friends, it was also just people they found in Pittsburgh. They were just like, hey, you want to be a zombie?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You don't have anything about the nude ghoul, do you, Lorelai?
Oh my god, we totally forgot about the naked one.
I know, I totally forgot about the naked lady. No, I do not have the naked lady.
So
I totally forgot about her.
To be honest, I didn't even notice. This must have been another time that I was taking notes.
Her whole butt's out.
Her whole butt.
Oh, everything is out. Yeah. The nude ghoul caused a spectator scene on the set. Romero reasoned that at least some of the ghouls would have woken up in the morgue and walked away naked. So the crew decided there would be one nude extra, just a single. And when the word spread about there being a nude scene, residents decided they wanted to take a look.
Oh my God.
Ridley, who played Judy, said that residents, quote, sat up their lawn chairs around the edges of the property.
Oh my God.
It was funny to see the rest of the zombies trying to keep their eyes elsewhere instead of looking down at the obvious places on the nude one.
The nude one.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That's amazing.
I love that.
Three different crew members set themselves on fire during filming this movie.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. John Russo and actor Bill Mensman, who played the cemetery ghoul, like the very first one that we see, volunteered themselves to be set on fire for the zombie attack scene. Russo was lit on fire when the actors were throwing Molotov cocktails at the undead, while Hensman poured lighter fluid on his suit so he could be lit during the scene in which Ben wards off the ghouls with a torch.
Oh, jeez.
And then for the scene in which Ben sets a chair on fire, another crew member, Gary Striner, volunteered to coat the prop with gasoline, and everything went well for the first take, but during the second take, he said, the liquid found a hot ember somewhere, and a flame just came up into this container that I'm holding. I jumped back, and all of a sudden, I'm on fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
So it was extinguished by Bill Mensman. But he was very injured.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
The film is in the public domain because there's an error in the credits. The original title was going to be The Night of the Flesh Eaters, but lawyers representing The Flesh Eaters, which is another film that was made in 1964, threatened a lawsuit. So the title was changed. But when this happened, copyright notices weren't added to the opening or closing credits. So it became public domain, and the filmmakers have fought it in court, but it still remains.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which fucking sucks for them.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah. Probably could have made a lot more money.
Yeah.
And then finally, Dwayne Jones fought against an alternate ending that kept Ben alive. He said, quote, the black community would rather see me dead than saved. After all that had gone on, in a corny and symbolically confusing way, the heroes never die in American movies. The jolt of that and the double jolt of the hero being black seemed like a double-barreled whammy.
Oh.
Okay. Interesting.
They're in the throes of the civil rights movement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't the cops...
Right.
Do that. So I think it probably would have felt unrealistic.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
So I thought that was really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
Very nice. I love him.
Me too.
Fucking rip, man.
Yeah, rip.
Yeah.
So sad.
The end.
Mm. Very nice.
I have a fun fact.
Oh, okay.
This is the second most downloaded movie.
Oh my God, like of all time?
Because that's public domain.
Oh. Okay.
Which also...
that's why it's free everywhere.
That might explain why it's available basically everywhere.
Okay. Yep, it's all...
Sure does.
It's all making sense.
Yeah.
The number one downloaded movie is Avatar.
What? Really?
That's just weird.
As of August 2021.
That's fucking weird.
Bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Because I had to Google it. I was like, well, what's the first one then?
Yeah.
What's the third one?
Avatar.
Right?
I don't know. You all get one and two here at Gore Girls. Do your own research for number three.
All right. Cool shit. Kayla. Soundtrack, score, and ratings.
Hello. So I actually have a couple things.
Yay!
So when I first started watching this and was doing my research, I was confused because there's no credited composer for the score. On IMDb, under music department, there are 14 people that are credited as composers, but then uncredited. Like, they were not given credit in the movie, in any of the title sequences or anything. That is because, so George A. Romero, he wrote a book about the making of the movie. It's called The Knights of the Living Dead. And so in the foreword of that, he was discussing how he selected the music for the film. And he said, quote, "I found myself with barely enough of a budget to complete the project, let alone hire a composer." So he partnered with an audio production company called Hardman and Associates. Carl Hardman, the owner, ended up playing Harry Cooper. So that's how that partnership worked out.
Okay.
The audio company had thousands of records, and the composers of all those records had provided scores for low-budget filmmakers that could be bought for like a fraction of what a composer or an orchestra would cost. Mm-hmm. So Romero and Carl spent like weeks to months listening to all these different records and tracks and playing them against scenes from the film and just picked ones that they liked.
Fit. Oh, wow. So that's why, like,
some of the score is great. And then some of it, you're like, what the fuck? Because it's all this random music. So
how cool is that?
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how it was. If it was totally executed super well.
Right. It maybe should have been like just one of them rather than like two people. Cause
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And I think that there was another movie we did where that was the case as well.
I was just going to say that.
Black Christmas or something, but I couldn't remember and I wasn't going to go through all of my notes for every movie.
No, but it triggered my memory too.
Yeah, I know that there was another movie that did that.
Yep.
I love that this movie was just made like super,
like half-assed, like, kind of
willy-nilly, kind of
like just almost like, for lack of a better word. Like punk rock, like fuck you. I'm making this movie. I want to make this movie. I'm gonna do it with my money,
with whatever we got.
I read somewhere that everyone pitched $600. That was the fucking budget.
Cool.
Like, here we go, guys. That's awesome. A goddamn movie. Let's get our friends. Let's just find people on the street.
Yeah,
I love that.
That was so fun.
Yeah,
and what's some passion project like that? Like,
it's good.
It's good because people care about it and they're invested in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not just a money machine.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But then look what it started, you know, them just creating this out of nothing.
Yeah.
So that's revolution. Pretty amazing.
Created a whole genre.
Yeah. Ass genre. And so then for our ratings, we have 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Whoa. Kind of low.
I know. 89% on Metacritic and 4.4 out of 5 for an audience rating out of 151 reviews. So they're all high except IMDb. I don't know why theirs is lower.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's
because I am IMDb.
Yeah. Whoa.
I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I liked it more than that.
Yeah, well received. Though not originally. Yeah. I did read that like There was a lot of hate when this first came out.
Mm-hmm.
People did not like
it. Well, as friggin' Pauline said, it's the most gruesome movie she ever saw.
Well, yeah, a lot of the criticism came from the gore, and I was like,
what gore?
Right?
Mm-hmm. And then they got the thing a couple years later. 15 years later.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alrighty. You ready for all my info?
Yeah, Lorelai.
Lorelai.
I'm here. Okay, so this movie was shot near Evans City in PA.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. The opening sequence was shot at the Evans City Cemetery. They liked it because it was more isolated than other cemeteries, so they wouldn't be as bothered by onlookers during filming. The house that they shot at was scheduled for demolition, so they were allowed to damage it as much as they wanted.
Oh my gosh.
If it had burned down,
it would have been a big deal.
That's amazing. Yeah, it
wouldn't have been a problem.
Big deal.
So yeah, that's kind of fun. They just got to demolish it and no problem. But beforehand, they had to completely clean it up to make it appear kind of livable.
Right. Because
I guess it was a shit show in there.
Oh no.
The only parts in the home that were not shot at the house was the basement. And those scenes were shot at the editing studio, which was in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So special effects were done by Regis Cervinski and Tony Panatello. Cervinski also worked on the original Crazies effects, Season of the Witch, and then a couple other things. And he actually has a cameo as a reporter on the TV with sunglasses, apparently.
Hmm.
Tony Panatello couldn't find shit that he did. So this was it.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. So Marilyn Eastman, who was Helen, she did the makeup, and she focused less on making the zombies appear decayed, but more sunken in, and wanted to just give them prominent facial structure, more bony.
Yeah.
And gaunt, if anything.
Yeah. Well, they had just come back from the dead, so that makes sense.
Right. Some of them were fresh decayed left, yet. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, at first the zombie makeup was just white skin and then blackened eyes. But then they eventually started using mortician's wax for some wounds and some little bits of decay, her face when she's eating the bug and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yucky.
And then Carl Hardman, who Kayla said worked on the music and everything too, he also dabbled in some makeup.
Oh.
And apparently him and Marilyn Eastman were business partners and lovers. IRL.
Mm-hmm. Scandal.
Oh.
Which I'm Marilyn, you could have done a hell of a lot better. But maybe he was a really great guy in real life.
Maybe he fixes his tie better or something.
Yeah, maybe. So the blood that we see was Bosco chocolate syrup. So some brand of chocolate syrup. So at least it tasted good.
Nice and thick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then for the eaten flesh, during the barbecue scene and whatnot, that was made of ham and entrails donated by an actor who owned butcher shops.
I still hate that word.
Mm-hmm.
Entrails?
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Since this was kind of an all-hands-on-deck passion project, you guys said, they did use their own clothes for costumes, and they also went to the Goodwill.
Oh.
To love find it. Other clothes.
Thrifty.
Very Halloween.
And then,
yes.
And then this is a quote, because I'm still having trouble picturing exactly what they mean by this. And I don't want to fuck up how they did it. So this is on the lighting effects. So they pulled it off by shooting close-ups with the lights they had on set turned all the way up, almost whiting out objects or actors that they were close to. They then cut away from medium or long shots to these close-ups, then back again, along with thunder sound effects to complete it. Close-ups were used because the lights they had weren't strong enough to fill any shots that were wider. Likewise, the only reason they decided to add the lightning effects was because it began to drizzle on the day they were filming at the cemetery. John Russo notes they added the lightning effects in case the camera picked up on the rain.
Oh.
So that kind of explains some of the experimental shit we're seeing going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Oh.
Super nice.
That's everything I got.
Yay.
Yeah.
How cute. It was
very fun researching this movie.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots on it.
I think that concludes our episode. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure, you betcha.
I did have two fun facts that are unrelated. Real fast, the rifle that Ben finds is a Winchester.
Oh,
so in Shaun of the Dead, comes back.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Winchester, because Winchester. I didn't realize there was
Oh, because the Winchester, the mansion. Is that what you were thinking? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and Shaun of the Dead, Winchester. And then, the Misfits, they have the song Night of the Living Dead. So yeah. I will be making that the theme song for the week that we're covering this movie, yes. And it'll be in every post.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yep.
As yeah. It should.
Amazing.
Yeah. I really love this movie. I'm so glad we got to talk about it.
Yeah, it was great. Me too.
I hope
this
you
is another love this movie. One of those movies like I just didn't need to really take any notes because I've seen it so many times.
Right.
And then right away though, I was like, fucking Barbara.
Barbara.
Coming to get you, Barbara.
Coming to get you, Barbara.
So good. We love you guys. We love our listeners. Would not be here without you. We appreciate your support. Yeah, if you are not already doing so, you can follow us on all the socials. We are the one and only Gore Girls. And we do have a Patreon where we have like bonus episodes and like fun videos and merch. And we're working on more merch. And so that's fun. You could check that out if you'd like. It's patreon.com/Gore Girls. We also have a link in our Instagram bio. And next week, we are doing Dawn of the Dead, the 2004 Dawn of the Dead. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, it's Grace's pick of the month. So yay! That'll be fun.
Yay!
And as always, put on that SPF, please. Hydrate or dehydrate. Put your fucking shoes on and lock your goddamn doors.
And board up your house. And stick together and don't shoot at gas tanks.
And right. Just don't travel to Venus and don't trust the government either.
Don't trust the government. Don't be Barbara.
Yeah, don't sit comatose on the couch during the never zombie apocalypse.
Doilies. Mm. If someone is trying to help you, thank them.
Yeah, like respond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Respond.
Mm-hmm. Help, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just don't get eaten by zombies.
Right. And if you get bitten by a zombie, don't cover that shit up.
Yeah. Yes, be honest.
Be honest.
Mm-hmm. And if your friend gets bit.
I was bit by a zombie. If your friend gets bit, the best you have to kill them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta kill him and then you gotta
burn
him.
Head. Shoot mm-hmm. the ghoul in the head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only. Mm-hmm.
Head to mm-hmm. dead.
Yes.
Kill the brain and you kill the ghoul.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Brain, you kill a ghoul. All right, guys.
That's it.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.